I'm with Chef Gary Jones in the kitchen behind the scenes at Le Manoir in Oxfordshire. And around me, there are the most incredible kitchens. We must have a good 15 chefs in sight, all working. But what's very interesting, Gary, is that they're all working very quietly. There's no, there's no shouting, yelling or swearing going on in this kitchen, is there?
No, you see that style in quite a few kitchens, but for myself, as time has gone by, the more noise there is, the more stress there will be. This is already stressful, okay, but what I like about this kitchen is I like everybody to be able to talk to each other, not shout at each other. So we've made it our business to go about, and that's changed over many years, because 15 years ago it was a different thing altogether, where it was the order would call down, it's, "Wait, chef!" There's lots of screaming and shouting. And at the end of the service, your voice had gone, everyone's voice had gone, you're giving yourself a headache. Well, why would you do that? So you actually, instead of increasing the stress levels, we're trying to reduce the stress levels. And our guys appreciate that as well. They can focus on what's important, which is the food on the plate.
I'm interested in the fact that as one of these young lads is just picking out the cherries and making these absolutely, well, to be fair, Gary, they look like works of art over there. Can you just tell me what we're looking at being made? Because he just gave me a glance and smiled at me, which I don't normally see chefs grin when they're actually in the middle of cooking.
Who gave you a smile? Which one did you
like? That good-looking one over there with the blue eyes.
Cheeky. Well, we'll pass on his phone number afterwards. What you see and what I'm very proud of here, we've got Carl, who's been with me on and off, who's now my head chef. He's been with me for 7 or 8 years. Absolutely fantastic guy. Started as a commie, worked with us for 5 years. We then sent him on to work for Richard Branson on his little island, then on to Thomas Keller. So you can imagine when he came back as a senior sous chef, the skill level he'd built up, okay, to the point where I made him a head chef, because he's a fabulous cook, an absolutely fabulous cook. But also, interestingly enough, stood right next to him, there's a 14, probably, let's ask his age.
Let's have a look. There's a young lad wearing a blue apron over here, and Gary's just calling him over and to ask him how old he is, because he's just watching very carefully what's going on around him.
He's just here for this week. He's 15 years old from the local Tame High School, and that's what I love about the place. It's not an intimidating atmosphere. I want people to come in here and learn, not be intimidated. And that's really, really key to Monsieur Blanc's philosophy, the philosophy of the manoir, where we grow people. Really key to us that we grow the people within this space. They're learning constantly, they're moving section constantly, and I've got a training plan in place that every single one of these guys within 2.5 years will tour every single section of the kitchen. They'll become all-round fantastic chefs.
So you're sending chefs out into the world who are going to up the whole our culinary heritage, if you like.
Very much so, very much so. And there's a proven track record of that. Even if you go back to, I mentioned Marco before, but Marco, Bruno Lubert, Michael Caines. There's so many guys, Aaron Patterson, who I know you'll be talking to on this later on, who's, again, fabulous chefs who learnt their roots here, who wanted to come and work alongside Monsieur Blanc to learn those skills, and now they've learnt those skills, those basic skills. They're taking that skill and evolving it further into their own thing. So yeah, it's a fantastic training ground for the next generation of chefs.
Now, what I'm looking at here with these cherries, what's being made on these lovely oblong plates? Because it looks very delicate.
It is delicate, but you've got massive flavour impact. We talked about seasonality before and what would be a favourite dish at the time of year. For me at this moment in time, it's cherries. The English cherries are just starting, which are getting good. These we've got from France, which are exceptionally good. So the English ones will be a little bit riper in, I would say, two, three more weeks. We'll be able to switch over. So we've matched the cherry with a fresh mango and vanilla chutney. Which I believe is in your book, that combination, somewhere
we've obviously got similar taste, haven't we?
Yeah, somewhere along the lines. So we've taken a chicken liver parfait, served it in a small bowl, but then we've done like a praline coating and toasted nuts around it, so you've got like a crunchiness. It's almost like a crumble, if you will. So you've got the delicate, rich parfait below with the crumble topping and nuts on the top of it. You put that alongside a soft cherry that's been poached. Main flavour would be cinnamon, but the cinnamon, pork, black pepper, Real beautiful flavours that enhance that, and a little fresh mango chutney. But it's an Alfonso mango, again, which is the best one we can find. We've researched it heavily, so we know where to get cherry from, where to buy our mangoes from. So when guests actually come here, they're going, wow, how did they do that?
And this is quite a combination of flavours that you're putting on here, because it's almost like a sweet and sour experience, and it sounds like it's got some really good sort of, well, with the black pepper, some sort of base notes under there at the same time, and the texture as well. It's important, the texture, isn't it?
Without a shadow of a doubt. And that was explaining the you know, with the crunch of the nut and the richness of the parfait, which is fantastic. We bring spice, sweet and sour, as you said, from that. And any sweet and sour combination with foie gras is just heaven. So we're trying to take what is in season at this moment. Earlier on in the year, we've used a little bit of rhubarb and ginger with our foie gras, which is fantastic. Again, you've got the sweetness and acidity, so the combination works brilliantly well with foie gras.
That is absolutely delicious. Well, we'll have to try a little bit of that later.